It's time to go microscopic. Let's get into chapter 13, nuclei. An atom has a nucleus, and we know that the nucleus is positively charged. The radius of the nucleus is smaller than the radius of an atom by a factor of 10 raised to 4, which means that the nucleus accounts to more than 99.9% of the mass of an atom. If we look at the atomic scale, mass is measured in atomic mass units, and by definition, one atomic mass unit equals 1/12th mass of an atom, which is numerically 1.66 into 10 raised to minus 27 kilogram. A nucleus contains a neutral particle called neutron. Its mass is almost the same as that of the proton. The atomic number Z is the number of protons in the atomic nucleus of an element. The mass number A is the total number of protons and neutrons in the atomic nucleus, where A equals Z plus N, and N denotes the number of neutrons in the nucleus. And how do we denote it? A nuclide is represented as the element X with superscript A and the subscript Z. Nuclides with the same atomic number Z but different neutron number N are called isotopes, whereas nuclides with the same A are isobars, and those with the same N are isotones. Most elements that we see are mixtures of two or more isotopes. The atomic mass of an element is a weighted average of the masses of its isotopes, and the masses are relative abundances of the isotopes. A nucleus can be considered to be spherical in shape and assigned a radius. Electron scattering experiments allow determination of nuclear radius, which is found to be R0 times A raised to 1 upon 3, where R0 is a constant, which equals 1.2 Fermi. This implies that the nuclear density is independent of A, and it is of the order 10 raised to 17 kilogram per meter cube. It gets interesting now. Neutrons and protons are bound in a nucleus by the short-range strong nuclear force. The nuclear force does not distinguish between neutron and proton. The nuclear mass M is always less than the total mass sigma M of its constituents. The difference in mass of a nucleus and its constituents is called the mass defect. Delta M is the difference between the sum of the number of neutrons and protons times their mass and the initial mass of the nucleus. It is here that Einstein's mass-energy equivalence comes into play. Using Einstein's mass-energy relation, we express this mass difference in terms of energy as delta Eb equals delta M times C square. The energy delta Eb represents the binding energy of the nucleus. In the elements ranging from 30 to 170, the binding energy per nucleon is nearly constant, about 8 mega electron volt per nucleon. Energies associated with nuclear processes are about a million times larger than chemical processes. The Q value of a nuclear process is the difference between the final kinetic energy and the initial kinetic energy, which can also be represented as the difference between the sum of initial masses and the sum of final masses times C square, according to the conservation of mass and energy. What do you think happens when the nuclei are unstable? There comes radioactivity. Radioactivity is the phenomena in which nuclei of a given species transform by giving out alpha or beta or gamma rays. Where we know that alpha are the helium ions, beta rays are electrons, and gamma rays are no particles but just the electromagnetic radiation of wavelengths shorter than X-rays. The law of radioactive decay states that the number of nuclei n at time t equals n at time 0 times e raised to lambda by t, where lambda is the decay constant or disintegration constant. The half-life t-half of a radionuclide is the time in which n has been reduced to one-half of its initial value. The mean life tau is the time at which n has been reduced to e times raised to minus 1 of its initial value. So t half can be expressed as log 2 by lambda or tau times log 2. Energy is released when less tightly bound nuclei are transmuted into more tightly bound nuclei. In fission, a heavy nucleus like uranium breaks into two smaller fragments. The fact that more neutrons are produced in fission than are consumed gives the possibility of a chain reaction with each neutron that is produced triggering another fission. The chain reaction is uncontrolled and rapid in a nuclear bomb explosion. It is controlled and steady in a nuclear reactor. In a reactor, the value of the neutron multiplication factor K is maintained at 1. Whereas in fusion, in contrast, lighter nuclei combine to form a larger nucleus. Fusion of hydrogen nuclei into helium nuclei is the source of energy of all stars, including our own sun.
Thank you for believing SciPod as a companion in your fame journey of Boards and Meat. We are so honored to have you in here. Do follow and share the content you love. Let's triumph together with Meliorism, the ultimate desiderata. Thank you, 3000.
Creating podcasts these days are very simple. If you want to create one, here's our recommendation. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.